just CNN introducing you to one of Arizona's finest, Atlas.
What's up?
What's going on with you, man?
Appreciate it, man. Out here chilling, trying to survive the heat.
All right. Now, I'm going to get right into it, man. Static Selector, K Slay, was building a relationship with them easy, given the exposure that you received on MTV and the magazines like at XXL and The Source?
Nah, not at all, man. It's because with every step that you take, you still got to prove yourself. You know what I'm saying? And me coming from Arizona, even though I've had a lot of big media opportunities, you still have to prove yourself on a music level. You know what I'm saying? So you still got to show these cats that you're coming with tracks and you're not just some dude that lucked up and got on TV or got into a magazine or something, that you're really getting this attention off of the merit of your music. You know what I'm saying? So you still got to prove yourself, and I really had to work to prove myself to them cats, because they're dudes of notoriety. You know what I'm saying? And to be a new cat and breaking through to show them what I really have, you know what I'm saying, took some work, you know what I'm saying, but we got the job done. It comes down to the music after a while, man. You can get all these big looks and all that, but after a while, it comes down to the music, you know what I'm saying, and that's what's got to speak eventually, you know.
So speaking of music, explain Rock is 50.
Okay. The Rock is 50 is basically a collective of 50 artists nationwide that Rockus Records feel are like the next prolific MCs in the game. You know what I'm saying? So they went through a real crucial screening process to get cats involved, and you had to submit music and a whole lot of stuff, and they had a whole panel of A&Rs, and the CEOs of the label itself were active in choosing the artists for the Rockus 50, and you know, and so it's more so of a helping hand to help you get to that next level of exposure. You know what I'm saying? So now you have an actual label and you're able to work in their system and expand your brand. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it is. It's kind of like a helping hand to help you get out there a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So
speaking of helping hand, what opportunities have come about as a result of that Rockus opportunity, the Rockus situation?
Man, touring opportunities. I've been doing a lot of spot dates all throughout the country.
Okay.
Been getting a lot of good overseas looks, you know what I'm saying? I'm working with my man DJ Ames right now out in London, and been able to do a lot of traveling and just the network, a lot more press, you know what I'm saying, which is always a plus when you're an emerging artist. So those, like, the exposure has been the best thing, man. Like the extra press and the extra show opportunities, those are the things that any artist on the come up needs, you know what I'm saying? So, and because that network gets you out to the entire world, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's helping me establish my name and the Atlas brand in Germany. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we get hit up from cats all over the world, man, like, that have listened to the music, seen the MTV made, and now it's really starting to build a connection. You know what I'm saying? And that's what album sales come from, is off of building that connection.
Yeah.
So the Rockus 50 has really helped me build a lot more connections and expand my brand, which is priceless. You know what I'm saying? For real.
So you're talking about having the exposure to be able to do some spot dates out of town and whatnot. I know you have children, and I know you hustle, you grind real hard.
Yes.
Is it ever hard for you to leave, to go out and do those things? I mean, to go out there and hustle and build that Atlas brand with your children?
You know, it is real hard, man, because I try to be a real active parent. Like, I always tell my friends all the time, I'm trying something new. I'm trying to be the dad that actually stays in his kid's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to set a new trend. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, and so me having that philosophy, I really try to be hands-on. I mean, my son is 6 right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a real crucial time. But it's like, at the same time, you got to get out there and make this money. But what I try to do, man, is I try to create a good balance. Like, I try not to let the music and the business side overshadow my family. You know what I'm saying? So up to this point, I've been fortunate where I've been able to pick and choose what I wanted to do, and if my son has something important going on, I made sure I didn't plan nothing around that. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's going to get heavier the bigger I get and the more we start getting out there. But right now I've been pretty fortunate, man. But it's always hard to leave, man. It's hard to leave, you know what I'm saying, the house. And
yeah.
But you gotta do it, man. You gotta do it. You gotta eat. You gotta eat.
Speaking of eating, that brings me to one of your recent projects, Hunger and Starvation.
Yeah.
Looking back on that, I know you moved 40,000 copies of that.
Uh huh.
Would you do anything different about that? Would you? What would you do change?
You know what? I think I would have ran it a little bit longer, you know what I'm saying? Because it was an independent project. I think we could have did so much more with it. And it's kind of like we got to a point where, you know, we were ready to move on, but I think we moved on prematurely. You know what I'm saying? I think we could have went way deeper with videos and really used that project as a springboard to really create some dominance. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really did help start getting me out into other states and stuff like that, man. But I think we could have did so much more when I think we just pulled the plug prematurely on it, you know?
Yeah.
And we should have kept it running, you know?
So speaking of going along that and keeping it running, you've had some radio success.
Yeah.
Most notably with your song Hood Famous. Do you find yourself trying to emulate that and make another Hood Famous, or is it just letting the music speak for itself?
Yeah, you know what? I've never been. I'm gonna keep it all like 100 with you. There was a point in my life where I never thought I would make a song better than Hood Famous. I was like, I really thought that was my peak. I was really like, there's nowhere else for me to go. This is it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, once you get into the process of creating and you keep working, that's when you really see if you really have a talent for it or if you just lucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I've created bigger and better music since then. You know what I'm saying? So the point I'm at right now is I don't look back no more. It's like, you know, you want that hot record because I'm still looking for that big hit. So Hood Famous was great, and I think that was kind of the process too, because it was a big record out here, but it wasn't like no smash hit. So that in itself showed me there's still further for me to go. So that in itself is preventing me from sitting here trying to chase that. You know what I'm saying? It's like that to me, that wasn't even big enough. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you need to go after something bigger. And if you're sitting here chasing these last little moves that you did, you're never gonna progress. You know what I'm saying? So I don't. Nothing I did up to this point, I feel, has been big enough for me to relax or to just quit pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I've had a lot of success as far as expanding my name, but I still got so much further to go with everything I've done. You know what I'm saying? So I'm only looking forward. I'm not chasing nothing behind me, you know?
As we look forward, Arizona Caesar is the next project that you have released, official release. It seems pretty self-explanatory, but why that title? And what should make people want to purchase and be on the lookout for it?
You know what, man? Like, the main reason people should want to purchase it and look out for it, man, is because it's like hip-hop soul. I write from a real perspective, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think I have a different voice than is out there right now. What I mean by that is my story and what I've done up to this point. Like, there's been a lot of independent cats. There's been a lot of dudes from the hood that have made it, but I kind of have a different spin because I wasn't the drug dealer, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that stuff was available to me, you know what I'm saying? But the people that were my point of reference in that game weren't making no real money, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, there's got to be something else. And so I learned other ways to hustle, you know what I'm saying? Got into the promotion game, got into all kind of other ways of making money that were legit stuff, though, you know what I'm saying? And I work, you know what I'm saying, 2-3 jobs sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm the other side of that coin, man. And I feel like right now people are being given the impression that the only way to be cool in the hood or to rap or to make it out is you gotta sell drugs. That's just not the case, you know what I'm saying? And I think somebody really needs to make that statement, you know what I'm saying? Because these kids are watching what we do, you know what I'm saying? And I take And I take the youth very seriously and the impression that I make on them. You know what I'm saying? So I want them to understand that I'm from where you're from and I went through the same struggle, but you don't have to do this in order to make it out. You know, you don't even have to be a rapper. Yeah. Like I say it all the time, man, I hate the fact that I'm like a stereotypical black man. You know what I'm saying? Like we all either rapping or playing hoop or, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. God gives you a gift and he puts you in a position for a reason. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I really, dog, and not trying to sound cliche about it or nothing, but I really write to inspire somebody else to do something greater. You know what I'm saying? That hopefully through my music, they can really sit there and be inspired and motivated to do something else, to understand that this isn't all you have, this isn't your own talent, and you don't have to, this isn't your last resort. Like, rap music was my last resort, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to play hoop first, but when that didn't work out, I turned to doing music, because I didn't know what else to do with myself, you know what I'm saying? And it was either this or the street. And what I want to help is some other kid in that same position understand that we're not just rappers, we're not just ball players. You can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer, you could be an astronaut, you could be the president. Look at Barack Obama, you know what I'm saying? Who would have thought? You know what I'm saying? Who would have thought in our lifetime we would see a black man legitimately running for the White House? You know what I'm saying? We had the Jessies and we had cats like that, but no, Barack is a different animal. Like, you look at Barack, you like, he could really be president. You know what I'm saying? And man, how inspirational is that? And I want to be that type of inspiration to the inner city, man. I want to be that type of inspiration to these kids in the hood that are struggling and looking for what they're going to do for their life. You know what I'm saying? So I think all of that in a nutshell is why they need to pick Arizona Caesar, because that's the content that they're going to get. And I feel, and the reason I went with that title, man, was it's just along the lines of the whole King AZ stuff, but it's like starting to transcend that, and now it's like becoming bigger, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a competitor, man, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm just a competitor. I'm gunning, you know what I'm saying? If you're not trying to be the best, what you trying to be? You know what I'm saying? So that's what that is, Arizona Caesar.
Okay, so if you finish the sentence for me, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but Atlas is...
Wow. The next legend in the game.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, I know you recently just completed a film, right?
Yeah.
Independent film.
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
You know, there was, you know what, a dude, a great director out here named Jay Cooper, he directed my video I did called We Here to Party. Yeah. And Jay actually got at me because he was inspired to make the movie off of one of my songs.
Okay.
My song Streetlights. You know what I'm saying? He really loved that song and he loved the story I was telling in that song. So what he wanted to do was when he heard the song, it made him think of a movie. You know what I'm saying? And so the whole concept of the movie was based on him listening to that song. You know what I'm saying? And so it was great that he asked me to take part in it. You know what I'm saying?
So inspiring.
Exactly. And that's the bit, and that's how, I mean, that's a perfect example. I mean, music touches people, man. It touches people, and if you, but you have to make it where it's coming from a real place in order to touch people. You know what I'm saying? And that's the biggest testament. I mean, this dude off of one of my songs was inspired to do a movie.
And what's the name of the movie?
It's called Losing Touch.
Okay.
Yeah, and hopefully, God willing, it's going to be out in the winter.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice. So, do you see yourself branching out beyond music eventually?
Yeah.
And if so, in what way?
You know what? I definitely want to expand Fireflock Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eventually get to a point where I can really sign artists, where I have my own A&Rs, and I want to try to staff it with like all Arizona people. You know what I'm saying? People that I believe in, their talent, I believe have an ear for talent, and get together and expand Fireflock Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And not have it just be an Arizona-based thing, but really be able to use it to shine light on a lot of the talent we have out here and in the Southwest period. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't have a major label entity out here. And that's what my vision for Five Flock Entertainment is. You know what I'm saying? Is to make that a major label entity in the Southwest, people's first stop for their music, their first outlet to get out. You know what I'm saying? So really, and that's really where my focus is at right now, man. I only really plan on doing...
What, you said 3 more albums?
Yeah, and that's it. And I'm done. You know what I'm saying? And I want to focus more on the business side, you know what I'm saying? Because rap was really just a conduit to other things for me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm passionate about the music. I'm just not as... I think I lost... At the point where I'm getting at right now, I lost a lot of my best years. You know what I'm saying? When I was out here in these streets going real hard. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like I'm really doing it because I love it. And I just still see that my voice needs to be heard. But once I feel like I've got it out there enough, then I'm going to be ready to move on. You know what I'm saying? I think 3 albums, man, I'm gonna be ready.
We're going to say that for part 2. Yeah. I think, knowing you a little the way I do, I think it's going to be hard, easier said than done.
You know, my manager says the same thing, man. And I'm like, I know my heart, though, man. Because, and I'm going to tell you why. Because how we touched on the kids earlier.
Right.
Like, I really do want to be there, man. Like I said, my son's 6 now. When he gets, like, 10, 12 years old, I really do want to be there. I don't want to be that dad that's on the road all the time and they don't know me. You know what I'm saying? I'm in and out. Like, I really do want to be there. And I think the only way for me to really be able to be there is to be more on the executive side. You know what I'm saying? So, but in order to get there to where I can be comfortable on the executive side, I need to go so hard with this music right now and put so much into each of these songs that it carries that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm so focused right now. But I really do want to be there, man. I'm telling you.
I'm not mad at you.
I really do. I really do.
So give them the MySpace page or to check you out at.
MySpace.com/Atlas. ATLLAS. AtlasOnline.com. Make sure you spell my name with 2 L's. ATLLAS. Online.com.
All right, thanks for sitting down with Dub CNN, man. I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.